This is a story about the most important thing in all the world. Chocolate. So let's begin at the beginning. And in the beginning was the bean. And the bean was good. Look at it. Isn't it good?
No, you're right. It's just a bean.
A humble bean. But if only you knew. If only you knew. That bean contains everything you need to make a bar of chocolate. Would you like to see? Thought so.
Okay, listen carefully. First, we harvest the beans from the cacao tree. Anyone know how to spot a cacao tree?
They're the ones with the cacao beans on them. Keep up, keep up.
And next, we dry the beans, and for that, we need the sun. You can't rush the sun. No matter how hungry you are, you just have to sit back and let him do his job. Not yet, not yet.
Okay. Mr. Wonka's great glass elevator was not the only thing orbiting the Earth at that particular time. 2 days before, the United States of America had successfully launched its first space hotel. A gigantic sausage-shaped capsule, no less than 1,000 feet long. It was called Space Hotel USA, and it was the marvel of the space age. It had inside it a tennis court, a swimming pool, a gymnasium, a children's playroom, and 500 luxury bedrooms, each with a private bath. It was fully air-conditioned. It was also equipped with a gravity-making machine so that you didn't float about inside it. You walked normally. This extraordinary object was now speeding round and round the Earth at a height of 240 miles. Guests were to be taken up and down by a taxi service of small capsules blasting off from Cape Kennedy every hour on the hour, Mondays to Fridays. But as yet, there was nobody on board at all, not even an astronaut. The reason for this was that no one had really believed such an enormous thing would ever get off the ground without blowing up. But the launching had been a great success, and now that Space Hotel was safely in orbit, there was a tremendous hustle and bustle to send up the first guests. It was rumoured that the President of the United States himself was going to be among the first to stay in the hotel, and of course there was a mad rush by all sorts of other people across the world to book rooms. Several kings and queens had cabled the White House in Washington for reservations, and a Texas millionaire called Orson Carte, who was about to marry a Hollywood starlet called Helen Highwater, was offering $100,000 a day for the honeymoon suite. But you cannot send guests to an hotel unless there are lots of people there to look after them. And that explains why there was yet another interesting object orbiting the Earth at that moment. This was the large transport capsule containing the entire staff for Space Hotel USA. There were managers, assistant managers, desk clerks, waitresses, bellboys, chambermaids, pastry chefs, and hall porters. The capsule they were travelling in was manned by the three famous astronauts, Shuckworth, Shanks, and Shawler. All of them handsome, clever, and brave. "In exactly 1 hour," said Shuckworth, speaking to the passengers over the loudspeaker,